Welcome to the podcast of Thousand Harbors Zen, featuring talks with Cohen France. This podcast is made possible by generous donations from our listeners. To contribute or to learn more about our community, please visit thousandharborszen.com.
If you're like me, at a time like this, you kind of take stock of things. And that might be your relationships, it might be your job, and it might be your practice. And unlike a lot of practices, it's hard to take stock of Zen practice. It's hard to say, how am I doing? We don't have ranks, we don't have levels, we don't have a curriculum. We just kind of do the same thing over and over and over again, forever. So if you feel that impulse to say, how am I doing? You may be met with a lot of silence, even inside your own mind. But when we have that impulse, when we have that question, I think one of the things that we can do is return to kind of first principles, the simple things. Zen, as it evolved in Japan, it's a little distinct from what it was in China and what it became in Korea and what it became in Vietnam. But in Japan, it was lumped into what they called the single practice schools. We've talked about this, that underlying a lot of Japanese schools of Buddhism is the idea that you take up one practice, you do one thing, and with that one thing, you dig a little hole all the way down to the center of whatever this is. That's how you find it. You don't have to do everything. You don't have to know all the practices. You don't have to see the full landscape of all the traditions. You don't need to study all the texts. You find that one thing that takes you all the way to the middle. And Zen, the idea mostly was that that's Zazen, that it's sitting, that it's meditation, that that's the thing that Zen does. We sit in this way, and that's enough. It's like a weight. It pulls us to the center of the earth. But even we as Zen people understand there's so much more than just that, right? What's compelling about this practice is not just The sitting is a kind of, it's an anchor. Sometimes it feels like it's at the center. Sometimes it feels like maybe it's a foundation for something else. So what I wanted to offer up tonight as we enter into a new year is the idea that if your practice is feeling like it doesn't have the energy you wish it did, or if the practice is feeling amorphous, which would not be unusual, or if you're at the beginning and you're trying to figure out what it is, we can come back to this basic idea, this very simple idea of taking one thing, just one thing, and using it to dig down. And I'll give you an example, really simple. I've been sitting now for 32 or 33 years. And there's a way in which my body understands this really, really well. So when I sit down, there's a kind of shape that I make. and it happens almost instantly. And it's kind of comfortable. And it feels like what I know. But it's a little bit, I started to realize, I sit a little bit like an old man in the way that I would see my teacher sit in Japan. It's not as straight as maybe we're taught. You know, I'm starting to settle into my body in a way that maybe doesn't look like the photographs. And then that brings me to first principles. We're taught that we align the body And that if the body is aligned, then the breath becomes aligned. And if the breath becomes aligned, then the mind becomes aligned. And so sometime over the last couple weeks, sitting at home and sitting a little more, I started really noticing, for me, what is it to sit up really, really straight? Really straight, exaggeratedly straight. Straighter than I have really in years. And not just to do it at the beginning, which I sometimes recommend to people, you know, really exaggerate everything at the start, take big breaths, and then let yourself settle into whatever this is. Not to do that, but to hold myself straight for the whole time, for 20 minutes or 30 minutes or 40 minutes or more. And let my energy be in that, just in the posture, in nothing else. This is so basic. And what I find, surprise, is that when I do this, it's really easy to breathe. When I do this, I'm not so distracted. My mind isn't going to all the places it usually goes. It's not bringing up all the memories that it always wants to bring up. It's not diving into the fantasies that it wants to dive into. I'm spending much less energy trying to be here in the present, because this energy that I'm putting into just sitting up straight is keeping me here anyway. And so I'm rediscovering something that I was taught decades ago. But in throwing myself into that one thing, into just sitting up straighter, it's like the practice is new for me. It sounds so silly. It sounds so... I feel like I'm overselling it. And yet I'm looking forward to sitting in the morning more than I have been. And when I finish sitting in the morning, I feel more awake than I have. I found a way to reconnect with it. A way that makes the practice itself feel a little bit young. And it's just by doing what I tell other people to do. That's one. And if that's what you need, if you need to find a new way to look at sitting, if you want to bring a little life into that, maybe that's good for you. But there are other ways to find first principles. There are other ways to find that thing. You can think of the five remembrances. You can think of one of the five remembrances. You could think about the fact that everyone's going to die. My dad died last August, in July. And I had the experience for weeks of looking at everyone as someone who was going to die. People walking their dog. My kids. People in the store. It wasn't morbid. It wasn't dark. It was kind of fascinating. And the way that I related to people felt a little more delicate. It felt a little more gentle because I sometimes felt like I knew something they didn't know. I was looking at it when maybe they weren't. They probably weren't. If that's something that for you feels like it pulls you deeper, pick it up as central. Make that the thing that you do. So that when you wake up in the morning, until the time you go to bed, you're just holding this one challenge for yourself to never forget that one point about yourself and the people you meet and the people you see and the people you remember. To hold that lens and see what it does. It could be doing things with two hands, which we've talked about. Letting that inform the way that you move. It can be a choice to be quieter than you usually would be. That's hard. But I promise, it can change the way that you move in the world. Just to sometimes let an idea arise and then go unsaid. It can be about the way you walk, the way that you notice your feet on the ground, or the way that you listen. It can be about the way that when you pick something up, you offer it to all beings, silently, invisibly. All of these things are the practice. All of these things within this single practice are single practices that have the power and the depth to reveal the whole thing. And so all I want to recommend today at the start of the year, when maybe there's a little bit of mental energy being given to where you are with this. If you're looking for something to hold on to, it's okay. Hold on to something. Choose one. Choose one thing that challenges you. Choose one thing that, if you don't let it go, it changes you a little bit, either in your feeling or in your actions, or both. Choose that one thing right now and let that carry you for a while. Don't worry about the rest. You know, Buddhism is made up of a lot of marbles, and trying to hold all the marbles, it can be a disaster. Choose one marble that fits in your pocket, something you can hold, something you can feel all the time. Let that guide you. See where that takes you. Eventually, you might forget about it. Eventually, you might pick up a different marble. But don't feel like you need to stay in this amorphous place if what you want is something a little more concrete, a little more straightforward, a little more encouraging. Let yourself have that. That's where I'll stop.
You have been listening to a Thousand Harbors Zen podcast. Please visit thousandharborszen.com.